Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Yes. Oh, my God. Kira, what a weekend of shows it was. Really now. I mean,
really
so much happened.
A brilliant way to start it off, Chris, was we gave away 1,000 euro. Thank you to Heineken Zero.
Yeah, nothing like doing that, is it? Yeah.
He was looking after the cattle, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Absolutely. Nice guy. I really liked him. And of course, Kira.
Also, we had Kira's diary where teenage Kira was questioning her romance with Lucy's older brother. And she was angry with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for not reforming One Direction for the inauguration.
Yes. And then on Sunday, this was weird. We discussed the inauguration. And ironically, teenage Kira was more reasonable than actual Kira when it came to the lineup of the inauguration, which astounded me. We were discussing that on Sunday, and we all...
I had some valid points, Chris.
No, you did, Kira, in fairness to you. You did, and a very nice caller even agreed, in fairness.
Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon even did agree with you. So we were also discussing, Kira, the final chapter in what has been a saga, an absolute saga of Kira's Christmas gift to me, and we finally put it to rest in the podcast. People were asking me about this online as well, Kira. They were saying, did you get your present? Did you collect your present? Well, if you missed the show, this podcast is going to inform
Chris,
you of everything.
I had a boss get onto me during the week to say that it was very funny that you were giving out to me about the fact that you had to go collect your Christmas present in January.
I forgot. Screw them. What a tout that they'd be like to you. Oh, that's so funny. Chris has to go collect. Which boss? Actually, no, tell me some other time. Interesting.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Chris. And I have to point this out because... you know me, I'm going to think about this for basically probably the rest of my life. But on Sunday's show, Chris jokingly said that I was a member of the Proud Boys. What else, Chris?
Do you want to clarify that you're not?
Oh,
that you're
and that I was
ISIS.
The head of ISIS and that my family moved from Germany after 1945. I just want to point out again that, you know, we all had a laugh about it, but it's not really funny, Chris. And life is hard enough as it is for me.
Yeah.
I don't need those sort of rumours circulating. Thank you.
Kira would like to clarify that she is not a member of the Proud Boys. Never has been. Is not the leader of the Proud Boys, as I also alleged. And does not run an alt-right podcast based in Ireland leading the Proud Boys.
Yeah, there was that as well.
Yeah. So, okay, Kira. You've said your piece and you've clarified and
no,
I accept
no,
your
I know
clarification.
You, and I know you're finding this absolutely and utterly hilarious. I'm really uncomfortable. It's hard enough being me majority of the time.
without being linked to an organisation that started an insurrection in the US, you don't need that
exactly.
Stress on your plate either. All right. Kira, you know what? That's actually a totally reasonable observation and a totally reasonable request. So you're dead right, Kira. Thank you for your clarification on that. But listen, here we go. Everyone enjoy.
Chris, yeah. I've been dying to tell you something all week, so I know it's going to like really, really irritate you.
So you've been waiting because Kira and I, by the way, as well, sorry, speaking of all week, the texts I've gotten from Kira during the week about things. Guys, I realized something to myself. Like, I think it was on Wednesday or Thursday when you texted me something. I went, Kira's insane. Like, I was like, oh, I finally figured it out. Kira's just insane. That's all it is. I've been trying to figure you out the whole time.
10 years.
Yeah, and
seriously?
Then I realized, oh my God, Kira's just out of her mind. But anyway, sorry, Kira, what did you want to tell me that you've been waiting all week to tell me?
Hey, buddy, before you tell the whole nation that you think that I'm insane, honestly, I just don't talk to many people during the week because obviously we're supposed to all keep away from each other. So I just take out my phone and whatever's in my head, I just text them.
I've noticed, yeah. So what's up?
I've started learning French.
I forgot. Hold on a second, Kira. So you got fluent in Italian, did you?
Well,
you know all the Italian words now, do you? All 100,000 of them, and you're moving on to French.
Do you know what it is, though? I was good at French in school, so I decided, I guess, to kind of like boost myself up. Why not learn a language that I'm kind of good at
build
anyway?
Build on that, Kira.
So
yeah,
I
exactly.
know all the answers.
There you go. Start with one where you already have a little bit of a head start. Exactly.
It's
great
amazing.
Idea.
No, but seriously, though, I haven't done French in, 20 years, whatever, and I'm still pretty fluent, Chris.
Good. Yeah. Oh, wow. Good for you, Kira. Wow, okay. Right.
Anyway, back to the radio show.
Yes.
That's about me.
Brilliant.
Oh, on a serious note, though,
are you
going to
tell me how
January.
You feel? Oh, yeah. Oh, you are? Okay. How are you finding it?
No, I'm not going to tell you how I feel. I'm finding it really, really good. I was smart, though. I started before the end of December.
Oh, right. So you eased yourself into
it. Cause I do. Because I find, like, the 1st of January, I find that very hard on people. That they just have to wake up, you know, on the first day of a new year and be a new person. I don't agree with that. I really, really don't. And especially not this year.
No, it's kind of arbitrary in its own way as well, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You're kind of punishing yourself.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I have to say, there is so many benefits to it. And I've just decided to do this third lockdown differently.
Good for you. Well, Kira, I'm learning French.
Kira, this
French thing, we're going to have to do, this is new info to me. Like, Kira in April 2020 decided she was going to learn Italian. I think learned about 8 words of Italian. And then, you're a master now. Are you in Italian, Kira? You've done your 10,000 hours and now you're moving on to French. Is that it?
Well, yes, Chris, yes.
Wow, all right. Well, listen, Kira, how about this?
What? Be careful, because I could start learning Spanish.
Oh, yeah, well then you and I could...
Mr. I'm the only person who speaks Spanish between Chris and Kira on the radio show.
Well, Kira, you can learn Italian and French. Then we'll have all the European languages. So Jesus, we'll have Porto Indo-European all crammed into one, Kira. It'll be wonderful.
I'm nervous.
I'm weirdly nervous as well. Though that probably isn't going to help Thomas, who shouldn't be nervous. Right, Thomas? You're not nervous, are you?
Nah. I don't know about that yet.
Oh, no. This is not a good start at all.
Do you know what? I feel like you're a laid-back dude, Thomas. Are you?
Sure, not too bad, not too bad.
Yeah, no, I think you are.
I get that vibe off Thomas, yes. Yeah,
now, Thomas, are you a singer, Thomas?
No, that's the other problem.
Oh, dear.
Okay, well, neither is Chris, so don't worry, we'll help you.
Neither is Kira by all accounts.
Hey,
neither is Kira by what we heard earlier, but listen, Thomas, we're not going to point fingers here yet. We're not going to start eating the head off each other yet. We're going to try and be friendly and diplomatic here, because, Thomas, there's a grand on the line here, and I think you could do a good job, but what are you up to? Like, where are you now? Are you in a position to sing? Are you in private or...?
I'm feeding cattle here.
Oh, okay, well, that's fair
enough. It's just the cattle that's going to hear you. Okay, that's fine.
The cattle won't mind then. They'll be all right with it.
Wow, cattle are in for a treat.
Yeah, the cattle are in for a stripped back rendition of some popular songs from Thomas, so that's exciting. So, Thomas, you're working on a farm, are you?
Yeah.
Very good. And how are things?
Busy.
Busy,
busy time of year now. So.
Yeah, well, look, listen. You're probably never getting a day off then, are you?
Sure, look, we can't complain. We had a few days over Christmas, so we don't complain.
Yeah, Thomas, I think you are a laid-back guy. I think Kira was absolutely right. Anything you'd spend the grand on, or would you just put it away, save it? What would you do with it?
I think when you just said about the flying lessons, I was saying it would be a bad plan.
So you might get flying lessons. All right, man, very good. Jesus, good for you. I'm. You know what? It's terrible.
That's a good ambition to have for 2021.
Yeah, I'm such a nerd. Flight sim. Do you have any of the flight sims, Thomas?
No.
Oh, they're great. They're so much fun. Jesus,
Chris is such a nerd.
No, they're brilliant.
But you also have a truck sim as well.
I have a truck driving simulator, but the flight sim is a whole other level. So listen, Thomas, I think that's a great idea. Get some flying lessons. Well, listen. Yeah, Kira, what are you going to say?
Like, just get out of your house, Chris, and get flying lessons or buy a truck. No. I mean, sorry, Thomas. Sorry, this is... Anyway.
Listen, Thomas, you and I are not going to let Kira stand in the way of our dreams, right? Okay, here's how this works. I've gotten rid of that music because this is important. The next... A few minutes is how we're going to get you this grant. So, of course, with thanks to Heineken Zero, what we want you to do is we want you to sing the next line of the songs that we're about to play you, Thomas. Do you see what I'm saying here? So we'll play you a few seconds of, we'll say, the lead-in of the song. And then when the song stops, you pick it up for the next few bars. How does that sound?
I think we need a team effort, I think.
Okay, Thomas.
Thomas, if you're asking me, I understand. Yeah, I get it.
Kira's beautifully stepping up to that requirement. Okay, Kira. Kira reluctantly being the hero here. Okay, so Kira and Thomas will play you the first lead-in. Are you both ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
Thomas,
I would have liked
a bit
more enthusiasm, but all right, let's get down to it anyway. Here we go. Your first song, once it stops, you guys need to keep it going, so to speak. All right, here we go. Best of luck to you both.
Working myself down to the bone, and I swear on Grandpa's grave, I'll be paid when I come home.
Hey, hey. I need a...
Thomas, it's a dollar.
I need a dollar.
Sing it, babies.
Oh, that's my man.
That was beautiful. All right, we're off to a very good start. Okay, if you get 2 out of 3, there's 3 of these. You've already gotten one, and you both did such
Thomas,
a good job.
You have the voice of an angel.
It
I'm
was
so attracted to you right now.
What we were looking for was.
Well, I need
And you both did a fantastic job, I have to say. Beautiful voices on the pair of you. Right, here's your next one. We're going to play you the lead-in, as they'd say in the biz, and then you guys have to pick it up, so to speak. Right, here
How
we go.
How many of these is there?
There's 3, Kira, don't worry. And
oh,
you only
God,
need to
okay.
get 2 right. So
we're
nearly home. Thomas nearly has his grand, with thanks to Heineken
Thomas,
Zero.
Are you ready?
Yeah, all right.
I know
no,
wrong.
Wait, what did you... All right, no, okay.
Here's what did he say?
He said no, but go on, which isn't exactly inspiring confidence, but here we go.
No wrong, no rules for me.
Let
Come on,
it
Thomas.
Go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Yay. Absolutely.
Let it go. Woo! Let it go.
Thomas, you're a natural. You are a natural, buddy. Well, listen, you already have 2 out of 3, but let's...
Come on, let's
go
Thomas,
for a 3 out of 3.
Thomas, let's go for a 3.
Come
yeah.
on now, let's do it. So here we go.
I let my guard down, uh-oh. And then you pull the rug.
No, gone, couldn't.
No. I'll give it to you one more time.
I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug.
Oh,
I was getting kind of used to being
someone.
All right, listen, well, a very, very tepid ending to what was going so well, just like always, Kira, right? That was in. What can you do? Listen, as far as I'm concerned, that's more than worthy of a grand of a performance, is it, Kira?
It is.
Thank you.
And Thomas, thank you. And you catch us at a karaoke bar when they open. Me and Thomas.
Are you guys going on tour? You and Thomas?
Yeah. Thomas, do you want to go on tour? Do something. You know, you get your flying lessons. You can fly us all over the country.
That sounds
okay. Okay.
Thomas is not interested in that idea, Kira.
No.
However, Thomas, listen, as far as I'm concerned, you earned your money there. That's tough work. We need to reflect, we need to calm down, and we need to do another installment of Kira's Diary. So obviously Kira's Diary was revived. Jesus, Kira, it terrifies me to say it's coming up close to a year ago when these COVID times really hit. But that's where we are. And of course, you took Kira, Teenage Kira, of course, which was a feature on the show, Kira's Diary, made into a successful book and everything, which I'm sure is available in all good bookshops if you've nothing else to do. And you took it and you revived it, Kira. You said, how would Kira, Teenage Kira, apply herself and look at all of these situations that are going on, and what are we learning this week? What's going on?
Well, they're back on Zoom classes, as the majority of the students are across the country, which is, you know, very, very hard. Kira is wondering about the fate of her romance with Lucy's older brother. Lucy's been affected by Brexit and her business.
I know, it's terrible. Yeah, yeah. I heard an entrepreneurial woman like Lucy really disappointed me to hear that. Yes, absolutely.
And Kira has some issues with President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, which you might be surprised by.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, she feels like they missed an opportunity and her grandmother... is getting sick at the nursing home because the vaccine hasn't arrived yet. So she's one step away from being the first woman in the village to be vaccinated. So it's all go.
Jesus,
Chris.
it's a high drama, Kira's Diary. Well, how about this? On the way for you, we have Dermot Kennedy, we have Denise Chyla and Jafaris Unshaw first, though. Here we go, another thrilling installment.
Dear Diary, well, I'm beyond irritated. Firstly, I'm doing classes for my bedroom again because Dad decided that we need to paint the living room, which is so annoying because I prefer to use the table downstairs instead of like my teenage bedroom, because I don't want all the pervs of my year to see the bed that I sleep in and get any ideas. Or the teachers for that matter. Already there's been majorly embarrassing moments of parents peering behind students and like the mortification for them. I don't know how they'll ever live it down. The one fun thing that happened was Lucy's older brother popped up behind Lucy on screen and did the peace sign, and I went totally red but knew that he was doing it for me. Lucy thumped him in the arm and then he disappeared, but then I got a text from him asking did I see him, and I was like, oh my god, yes, you're so embarrassing. But I didn't mean it because it totally made my day. I do worry about me and Lucy's older brother. Like, there's only so many walks that we can go on, and I've sat on so many cold walls that I don't think I have any kidneys left. But I will not give my mother the satisfaction in knowing that. Because if I hear you'll get kidney infection one more time, I'm literally going to go full on Vincent van Gogh and cut my own ears off. And it will totally be your fault that she has an earless daughter. Also, all me and Lucy's older brother talk about is what we're watching on Netflix or what podcasts we're both listening to. Like, I thought at this stage that we'd be having deep and meaningful conversations about the universe and our lives. But honestly, that hasn't happened yet. I worry that we're not strong enough to survive this third lockdown like Rebecca and Johnny Limp. Oh my God, watching them pretend not to look at each other on Zoom is exhausting. Me and Lucy had a bet on for how many times they look at each other during English class, and Lucy won. 17 times, Dear Diary. Rebecca'd want to cop on. She's got a Leaving Cert and the rest of her life to think about. Never mind giving Johnny Limp her best Queen Gambit's eyes over Zoom. Lucy's really worried about her though. Rebecca texts her wondering would she have the address for a jail in the USA that was holding that man with painted face and horns who was involved in last week's mayhem at the US Capitol building. She read an article saying that his mother had come out to say that he gets very sick if he doesn't eat organic food, and Rebecca wanted to send him some buckwheat crackers in the post. Lucy nearly lost it with her and told her to cop on and redirect her energy into something worthwhile instead of a madman who threatened like American democracy. And then Rebecca started crying, so Lucy felt bad. Like, don't get me wrong, I hold a candle for bad boys. It's like part of my genetic makeup. But sending buckwheat crackers to an Arizona man thrown in jail by the FBI is a Netflix series waiting to happen, and not in a good way. What's next? Is Rebecca going to be radicalized by ISIS? Those weren't my words, by the way. They were Lucy's. She's seriously stressed because of Brexit. It could mean the end of her Smells Like My Angina knockoff Gwyneth Paltrow candle business because of all the import tax she's going to have to pay. They're still selling massively well because of Lonely Men and a third lockdown. Because of the mess of Brexit, it could spell the end for Lucy's entrepreneurship. There is something that I can't air openly, and just in case I get cancelled, which is the last thing I need in my Leaving Cert year, I can't help but be slightly irked President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. It's been announced that Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez are to perform at the inauguration, and oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realise it was 2012 all over again. Like, this was a perfect opportunity to reform one of the biggest bands that the world has ever seen. Like, there is no way that Niall, Liam, Zayn, Harry and Louis would have said no to the President and Vice President of the United States, especially when they're not Donald Trump and Mike Pence. If this is the start of their administration, then you'd really have to wonder, dear diary, what's next? Like, you'd really have to wonder. I don't understand it. Like, and I don't want to be that person who writes a strongly worded letter to the new president of the USA, especially when he loves the Irish so much. But by not asking One Direction to perform at the inauguration, they really dropped the ball. And Harry really needs a distraction too. It came out this week that he's seeing an older woman called Olivia Wilde. And the only thing wild about her is that she is literally ancient. I read on the internet that she's 36 years of age and has two children. Like, her boobs must be down to her ankles at this stage. Oh, I just can't understand Harry. Granny's been texting me like mad. The nursing home is driving her mental. This morning she found someone else's false teeth in her glass of water, and she keeps on texting me SOS, but I like ignore them. Mum said it serves her right for wanting to jump ahead in the vaccine queue, but Granny is adamant that she'll be the first woman in the village to get the vaccine. And we all have to have our goals, I guess. Anyway, I'm sorry for being so moody. It's just the times we're in. They're really weird. Goodbye, dear diary. Love, Kira.
I want to just give a huge congrats, Kira, and I know you don't like making big deals about your personal life. However, Kira is now a plant mom. She got a baby hyacinth during the week. The hyacinth's perfect. You're both doing very well, I've heard. Kira, congrats to you both. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you so much. No, it's worries. Literally the first plant that I haven't killed, and it just
we haven't
came
had
out.
It very long, Kira. So
I have had it since September, Chris. That's a very long time for me to have a plant and not kill it.
Oh, that is all right. That's okay.
And it just popped out this week. And yes, Chris, I am the proud mother of a hyacinth plant.
I'm going to have to.
She's got that gorgeous new baby smell.
I hear you. Yes, yeah, so yeah. You're glowing as well, Kira, as is the plant.
Oh,
I'm actually going to have to share something with you. We'll do this maybe later on in the show when we're discussing your hyacinth plant. There's a I'll show you where it is. There's a plant in the kitchen that nobody is watering. So I've been watering it and I've watched it come along. Like, I think I must be the only person in this building watering that plant. But it, Kira,
look at us.
I've been taking pictures of it. Oh my God, it's a beautiful boy now, Kira. It was almost dead. It looks incredible. Oh my God, look at us. We're incredible.
Look at us. Anyway. Plant parents.
Okay, Kira, we really need to have a chat, I feel, you and I, because this is
Chris, okay, first this of all, is unhinged. You stop calling. I don't understand why it's unhinged. Okay, so you need to stop using those particular. Now, maybe it's just me, and maybe I was expecting more from 2021.
Okay,
my goodness, Kira, if you've learned anything from 2020, don't expect anything. Don't have any expectations. That's the way to get through life. But obviously, I'm delighted that Joe Biden is going to be the future president of the United States of America. And Kamala Harris, I think she is even more amazing.
Sure.
You know, and so many different. Anyway, Chris, so I don't want to be negative about the current administration, the new administration, especially when we've dealt with that absolute troll for the last 4 years, okay?
Look at the Minister for Foreign Affairs here, being really diplomatic. Now, I don't want to criticise the Yanks now or anything, but their inauguration is not off to a very good start. Kira, would you mind? Listen, the floor will be yours in 1 second, but would you mind if I read to everyone the message I got from you during the
Chris,
week?
No.
But
no,
you see, that's... See?
Really?
Can we talk about how lame... Sorry.
Oh,
this
okay,
is the message.
On.
Can we talk about how lame the inauguration lineup is? Seriously, Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez, boring, full stop. So then I texted back, what? That's a star-studded lineup. Lol, WTF, Kira, please. And then you texted back, it's so bad. Full stop. They could have been so much more innovative. 2 exclamation marks. Like, J-Lo was the last person to perform in the Super Bowl. We need alternatives. Kira, you're insane. J-Lo and Lady Gaga are two global superstars. What is going on with you?
Okay, Chris, and I respect them. And I'm sorry, like J-Lo and Shakira last February for the Super Bowl, they did an amazing show before the whole world closed up. And that was before we knew the world was going to close
up, right, at that stage.
Yeah. J-Lo, I love her. Like, I'm a huge fan. Lady Gaga, I feel the same about these women. I think they are amazing. But I was just like, really? When I heard that Lady Gaga was to sing the national anthem at Biden's inauguration, and I was underwhelmed. I'm not going to lie to you. And again, can I just say I massively respect and love Lady Gaga and also Jennifer Lopez. Now, it improved, Chris. Actually, Chris, you didn't read out the text messages where I did give you alternatives.
Hold on,
who
sorry.
Would
yeah,
perform
so you
at
said
the inauguration.
Dolly Parton, for example, Billy Idol. Yes. Kira was here brainstorming the inauguration with me. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do about this? Kira's here planning a running order for the inauguration. Taylor Swift, John Legend.
Okay, and I think I would have done a better job. So obviously it's come out then since that Bruce Springsteen, amazing, he is Mr. America. He might as well be wearing the Star Spangled Banner on his underpants.
Yeah,
he's so
cool.
American.
Yeah.
John Legend, and I was delighted to see John Legend involved because he has been a very, very vocal anti-Trump supporter, I guess, over the last 4 or 5 years, himself and his wife. And they've really come out to say, you know, that a lot of what Trump said and what Trump did was not okay. And obviously, course, look, yeah. they were proved right.
No,
you know what I mean? So I'm delighted to see John Legend there.
You also did suggest John Legend in your brainstorming before that article came out. So Kira, maybe you do have a knack for this.
So then I was trying to think of diverse artists that made a mark on the world this year, you know, and like Dolly Parton. Okay, she's not diverse, but she did donate $1 million towards money for a vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and also Dolly Parton is kind of Miss America. You know what I mean? She unites the left and the right. It's Dolly Parton, for God's sake. So I would have put Dolly Parton up there, definitely. Taylor Swift, simply because Taylor Swift, again, not diverse, but Taylor Swift, she had the biggest selling album of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, she did, of course. Yeah. So surely you think she appeals to a broad spectrum of people, is what you're saying. Yeah, all right, I hear you.
Yeah, but what I would have loved for them to have done, right? This is what I would have loved. In The Voice UK or X Factor, some unknown young singer from America to have sang the national anthem.
You know, that would have been a better idea. Yeah, I hear you.
I think it would have been better. And I would have loved if it was a black singer, especially with everything that has happened in America with Black Lives Matter this year as well.
Yes.
I know I'm getting political now, but I think that they had the room to do that for the inauguration. So I do have very strong feelings. And also, they could have reformed One Direction.
You certainly do.
And also,
okay, Kira, thank you. This is all great.
Hold up. Oh my God. Beyonce is a very hard act to follow from Obama's inauguration.
Yeah, sure.
Very hard act to follow.
All great points, Kira. But like, I still think your level of investment in this is insane. I still think like these texts, like, and it's so funny because Kira was doing the thing where every text was on a new line, so it looks like this sprawling rant from Kira about how the inauguration could be better. And
can I just say thank you for listening to me, by the way,
Kira. We're all just here to hear your thoughts and brainstorm.
I
listened to you, but I kind of listened in the way, you know, when like you're on the train and some mad person comes up to you and starts shouting, and you're kind of listening.
That's how,
in a morbid kind of wow. Yeah, I hear you.
That's how you've listened to me for 10 years now.
So it's just, you know, more or less that. I'm quite used to it. There we go.
Oh, God, Chris, I've just done some more digging on the inauguration, okay? Oh, get this. Justin Timberlake and Demi Lovato.
Kira, now, I can't quite put my finger on this, but Kira has become
I feel so underwhelmed. I'm so excited.
They're all global superstars, Kira. Like, how could you be underwhelmed by that lineup? This is what I don't understand.
I'm really underwhelmed.
Justin Timberlake. J-Lo, like the biggest names in music at the moment. Oh, globally recognized names showing up for the inauguration.
John Bon Jovi.
Is Bon Jovi gone?
Yeah, Bon Jovi is gone.
Very
he
nice.
Performed at Obama's 2009 inauguration as well.
Maybe they just have a roster. Like, you know the way, like, there's kind of the old reliables if you need to put a show together on like every station in the world.
Yeah, Demi Lovato said, I was left speechless when I was asked to perform. Like, me too. What?
Kira, you're so catty about this inauguration. I can't figure it out.
There is not enough diversity in that lineup. Sorry, I'm not going to make this a political show, but there really isn't. And also, there's not a lot of new names there. Like, I'm just going to stop now.
Whoa. God, I can't believe. And this is mad because obviously this is supposed to be a new era.
I'm like, so excited about like going to a music gig again. I want something new. I want something fresh. I want something mad. That's a very safe lineup. That's all I'm saying. Well, am I wrong?
Kira, they have to appeal to the whole American nation. They have to kind of get a certain level of, we'll say, middle of the road, if you understand me.
Demi Lovato.
No,
like,
now look,
really?
I won't lie to you. All the others, I kind of said, fine. Demi Lovato is even surprising me now a little
seriously?
Bit. No, I'll give you that, Kira. I'm a little surprised by Demi Lovato showing up there. Yeah, all right. No, I'm with you on that one. But like John Legend's a good idea.
Oh, John Legend's amazing.
He's a good idea.
John Bon Jovi, as I said. Bruce Springsteen.
Sure.
Yes.
They're all kind of American symbols, we'll say. But I know what you're saying. There should be maybe a little bit more diversity.
Thank you.
Especially, you know, given that Kamala Harris and all that is supposed to be championing a new type of, you know, we'll say, you know, she says she was involved in the civil rights movement.
I'm going to say it, Chris, and I'm not quite sure if any Irish bands have been lined up, but old Joe there is talking about Ireland and his connections with his cousins and whatnot. How come Dermot Kennedy isn't on that lineup? That's all I'm saying.
Wait, Joe has roots in Mayo, right?
Yeah.
How about Fontaine's DC? Get Fontaine's DC in there. Do you know what I mean?
And they were nominated for a Grammy.
Get Fontaine's DC. Imagine that. Imagine they're like, now let's welcome Fontaine's DC. And then Fontaine's DC come out and do Boys in the Betterland. And everyone's like, what?
Chyla and God Knows. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I just think.
I'd love to get God Knows in there, Kira. Absolutely. God Knows would be a brilliant idea.
I'm surprised that Joe hasn't called on you too.
Yeah, come on. What's the whole... Actually, yeah, Kira. Okay, now you're making a point, actually. You weren't making a point until now. But now that I think of it, Joe and his whole, I'm really local and I can reference Galway and Mayo. There's no Irish acts there, is there? No.
That's all I'm saying.
Jeez, you're right, actually. Now that he's off with his popular friends, no more Galway or Mayo references. No more Marty Walsh from Boston hailing from Galway references or anything, is there?
How come the Saw Doctors aren't on that lineup?
Do an N17 for the inauguration, Kira.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you. Well, I guess his true colours are shown now that he has his more popular friends to hang out with.
Enya. Enya. Get Enya.
Like Kira, Enya would be a little sedate for an inauguration.
Oh no, she'd be so magical, I think, for us.
She'd do the national anthem, but it would go on for 18 minutes. She would do one of those really warbling, like, oh, sick. Yeah, she would really
hammer. She would cast a spell on the American nation.
Yes, she would, Kira. Kira, can I
Sinead O'Connor. Sorry, I'm going to stop. Just turn my mic off.
Now, Kira, it's finally time for this saga to be concluded. Well, finally time, Kira.
It could have been concluded, you know, a while back. Chris, it's the 17th of January and I can't believe we're still talking about this.
No, Kira. The reason it hasn't been concluded is because you did something wrong, so we have to keep highlighting it for
you know,
as long
you're
as possible.
Come across very petulant.
Yes, this is very petulant and petty
did
of me.
Did I not deliver on what I had promised you in December?
Well, you did, Kira, but the whole thing that you
and
were
yes,
doing...
yes, I know it was late.
Yeah, you see, in December, in like, we'll say the middle, I think even early, it could have been 8th or 9th of December, Kira is literally crowing it to me, saying, well,
no,
I have
actually,
everyone's presents.
When was
it
November.
Here? It was November. See, this is it. It was even earlier. Kira, in November of last year, was like, I have been so organized this year. I have everyone's presents done. I am ready to go.
Okay.
Everyone, you know,
now
putting
I
me
can
under
reveal.
Huge pressure. Yes,
yeah,
Kira.
Now I can reveal, because obviously you've gotten the present now. So all's well that ends well, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You can't hold this over me, Chris. You need to let it go. But yes, during October and November, I was ahead of myself because basically I had nothing else to do.
Sure.
Christmas was coming around the corner.
Yeah.
I ordered everything off Irish companies, may I add.
You did, in fairness,
and I was sorted. So for your present, what I decided to do, because I know you love animals, and I know that, and I mean this genuinely, I know you're a fan of Dublin Zoo, and I know jokingly in the past, I bought you, I didn't buy you, I adopted you a half-blind ferret from Canada called Ronnie.
That was a terrible present, by the way. That was an absolutely awful present.
I thought it was so...
You thought it
genius.
Was so me, because the ferret and I had a lot in common, I understand.
So this time around, obviously, Dublin
reject.
Zoo is in, you know, a little bit of financial trouble, and a lot of people were adopting animals from Dublin Zoo as Christmas presents. So I adopted you an Asian tiger because of your masculinity.
Yeah, man, I love it. I really do.
I didn't even adopt you a penguin.
No, you adopted me a cool kick-ass animal that's eaten all the other animals, Kira. I know, it was very cool of you. Yeah, it was very, yeah, absolutely.
And so then I was like, okay, so that's what I'll do, because it means giving money to Dublin Zoo, but also giving Chris a cool present that I know that he'll kind of appreciate.
Yeah,
and also, I'll get him a hamper.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get him a hamper with his favorite drinks and his favorite cheeses, maybe, and some coffee. And I'll get Chris a nice little hamper of things that he likes. On the 10th of December, the place where I wanted to get the hamper closed up shop because they were inundated with orders for Christmas for hampers. Because, in fairness, this place does incredible, incredible
hampers.
They
were overwhelmed, pretty much.
I even rang them and they were like, no, sorry, no, you're going to have to come in. And I was like, oh, but I can't because I'm...
I'm
not going to go
into... circumstances that you...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure, of course.
And they were like, sorry.
So they basically just were like, no, good luck, even though you rang them.
Ring back, maybe in the new
year.
That's what I did.
Yeah, so then I get my present in the bloody new year. However, Kira, I did some investigation because I wasn't sure if you were going to come clean here. So, Kira, I did some investigative journalism. Here is me on my way. I followed the story here. Hold on.
Are you serious?
So Kira claims that she had this all taken care of.
Brought out a little microphone with me and everything.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Chris. And she was lording it over all of us in late November and December, saying, oh, I've already taken care of it.
Oh, I had my facts right for this investigative piece. I like that I knew it was November for this. Good for
your
Christmas.
Well, look at Philip Boucher.
Everything. So, I'm going to try and see if, without asking directly, if I can ask when this order was made. Because surely the people that are giving me this are going to know when the order was made, right? Because it'll be on the thing. So, I'm thinking of kind of trying to prompt them with something like, oh, I hope it hasn't been in the way, because of course it was ordered in December. See what I'm trying to do here? So let's go. Let's see how this works.
So that's me getting out of the car, of course, on my way, Kira.
So, like, why would anyone buy you anything ever, Chris?
Well, I hope that when they're buying it to me in future, they don't tell me in November that I'm going to get it on Christmas Day.
So,
Kira, the saga continues.
There's more.
Oh yeah, of course.
So, walking along the street now, just getting to the destination to collect my gift from. And I'm thinking I might just actually outright ask them when this order was made. Because I smell something funny here. I don't believe Kira for a second. I'm on to you, Kira. I'm going to chase this story wherever it takes me.
So as you can see, Kira, I really had the story. I was chomping at it at this point and my blood was up. I really thought I was uncovering something huge.
You need to go out for more walks.
I pitched
or something.
This to prime time. I said, guys, do you want this piece I'm doing? And they're going to get back to me, they said, Kira, so we'll see.
This is just so typically you.
Okay, so I won't lie. It's a beautiful craft beer gift hamper. Like, very me, very like Kira. Well done. It may be a month late, but it's like, I'll give you full marks for this. It's class. But interestingly, as she was bringing it down, she was like, do you know what, I left something out there. I left out a big packet of crisps that I was supposed to put in it when I was putting the order together yesterday.
There's my smoking gun, Kira.
Didn't even have to ask. And I said to myself, when you were putting the order together yesterday, why would you have been putting the order together yesterday? Surely this hamper was compiled, arranged and sorted,
Chris,
like the middle of December when you kept talking about it, Kira. So this gets very interesting. And I see the order date on the little collection thing.
Oh my God, let it go.
Kira, I mean, you have been rumbled, as you can see. And we chased the facts,
Kira.
It
is only you that would take something that was meant in the best way ever. Chris, I got you a hamper with all your favourite things. Can you not just say thank you, Kira?
Well, Kira, you ordered it. Firstly, you ordered it in January, and I'll tell you why. Because I went one step further, and on the phone we have the person who put the order together for the business. Sir, what? How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, listen, sir.
That's Adam.
Who?
That's Adam.
Who's Adam?
Adam, are you in on this? Is off.
Sir, your name isn't Adam. Broadcast coordinator Adam, who works on this show, is it?
Absolutely not. No,
okay.
It's not.
Yeah, I hear you. You couldn't disguise your voice at all, no?
No, I couldn't.
All right.
No, I could not. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. So, sir, you put this order together in like early January, so Kira couldn't have ordered it in December or November like she claims.
She absolutely could not. No, she couldn't. That was put together very, very recently.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Adam, Chris, thank you very much. I get it. Okay. Do you know what? You're
so,
both off
so
my.
So, what you're saying, person who works in this place that made my Christmas present, the Kira put no thought into this, no pre-planning, nothing, and just fecked out any old thing at me that ye had available in January.
We actually had to call her back to find out the name of the person who she was getting it for, because she just said, throw a hamper together. Yes, it's Kira.
Okay, okay. Do you know what? Do you know what? Lads, my generosity towards the both of you is done. Done.
By the way, actually,
Chris, can I also point out?
Yes.
Do you realize how much, like, I paid for this in January? Nobody has any money in January, and I still got you your Christmas present too.
It was very thoughtful. It was very nice.
And Adam, shame on you for going along with Chris.
That's not Adam. That could be anybody. Sir, what's your name?
My name.
Yeah.
Hamper.
Mr. Hamper, I understand.
Mr. Hamper.
You're of German origin, sir. I hear you. Well, listen. By the way, Adam, now that your cover's been blown, I thought you were doing such a good job. When did your Christmas present arrive from Kira?
Ages ago. November.
It was early
November, actually.
God almighty. Well, listen, Kira, we've thoroughly uncovered your treachery here and your dishonesty. The nation knows now.
You know, Chris, your birthday is in February, right?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you something. I will not be getting you anything.
Am I getting a present? No, I didn't think
no,
so.
No, you're not getting a present.
Well, listen, thanks to you both. Thanks to that gentleman who is an employee of the hamper shop. Thank you for coming on, sir.
That's Adam, our broadcast coordinator and friend.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, sir, for coming on. Kira, thank you for at least in submitting yourself to this interrogation, this questioning. And listen, on the way for you, Leia hired older first, though.
I don't need to put up with this.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, Kira, what more do you
Chris,
want?
Chris, you know, I've thought about my whole spiel about the inauguration, okay? Mm-hmm. And I do worry about myself going forward, because I think it's going to take something huge to impress me now at this stage.
That's what I meant by I was very surprised. Like, they're all global superstars. And
I'm boring by them.
Yeah, and you're like boring, full stop.
But you know what, Chris? It's not just with the inauguration. It's like TV shows and movies. I'm like, oh, this is not an original concept. You know, so like, I don't know what's happened to me in the last year.
So what you're saying here is you're jaded and cynical.
Really, really high.
Yeah, I think you're jaded and cynical and tired of everything. It would be the best way of describing
it. Do you think that's it?
I think so. Yeah, I think you're like one of those old Hollywood agents that's seen it all before.
Do you reckon, Chris?
I think so. I think that's what's happening
here. Because it is very unlike me, you know?
I guess it's a gradual thing that I've noticed. Because, like, I think a few years ago, you would have been crying at the idea of John Legend doing the inauguration. You would have been like, it's so beautiful. It's so perfect. I hope he brings the wife and all this. But now you're like, oh, could they not have done a little more with this? So I don't know, Kira. I think you're... Kira, I think you're becoming hard and cold and you hate the world.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's my diagnosis.
God damn it.
Well, if you're new to the podcast, subscribe, give it 5 stars. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on iTunes. It's great to have you with us. Until next time, from myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11. I got to end.